If you say this board here is, would be 2 feet long or 2 foot long?
2 foot.
2 foot.
On an average, you know, each time 2 feet.
Uh-huh.
But more than like I said, 2 foot.
In the old days, did you ever see men sit and talk like this?
Yes.
What do you call that?
Squat.
Squat? And you say they're down on their...
Hunkers.
Hunkers, huh?
Now, you tell that, I'm 78 years old, I can beat you.
I bet you can. That's a hard way to sit.
Maybe what a glass is.
All right, sir.
I can just go down like this.
Well, that's what it is. You go all the way
and
down.
And sit down like that.
Uh-huh.
Now I can get up and they'll put my hand on nothing.
Well, you're a good man. That's good. You don't have any arthritis at all, do you?
Yes, sir.
Do you?
In
your shoulder.
I've had it in this hip.
Good.
But you see, in blacksmithing, I had to do a lot of work on the ground when I'd squat. Get on my knees, blocks of rock, old bolts, and irons would skin them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just squat down here just like that.
Uh-huh. That doesn't bother your knees?
Don't bother me, no.
Oh.
And there's a lot of times, if I had a long job, I sit on that foot like that, keep my tail off the wet ground.
Ah, and that doesn't bother your leg?
Not a bit in the world. I get right on up.
Well,
I am not as glib of getting up as I used to be.
Well, I think you do pretty. Yeah, I think you do pretty good.
Well, now I keep that up. Practice. I do some squatting work now. Do some sitting work like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on a job that's on the ground. I can't stoop now. I've had brain fever when I was a child. And what they call meningitis, and they call it meningitis now.
Mm-hmm.
I went for 3 days and nights, nothing didn't touch the bed but my heels, elbows, and head.
That's right.
And, mm-hmm. If my nose hadn't went to bleeding, the doctor said I would have died.
She blooded out.
It bled it, drained it all.
Not many people come out of that.
It's a hard job to come out of, that is.
Yeah. Even today.
Yes, sir. Them days, you see, doctors didn't know what to give you.
Mm-hmm.
All they know was to give you calomel and quinine and oil and salts, things like that. Mm-hmm. They didn't know this, and cough medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Paragot was mostly what they give you for cough medicine them days.
Yeah, right.
Now they've got so many different ways they can treat you and give you relief quicker than anything else.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a man yesterday, he was 81, and he's taking 5 different kinds of pills. And you know, he looks fine. He's really...
You know what I take?
What's that?
I don't take a drop of no kind of medicine without his cough medicine in the winter. Take a cold. And I tell on myself, when I get up in the morning, I make me a toddy out of good bonded whiskey and drink it before breakfast.
Mm-hmm. It kind of gets things going, huh?
And I can drink it or I can leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the balance of the day. Now, like I was yesterday and come in and give out and tired, I throwed them fish in that tub I had out there. And I went to fish and made me a good strong toddy and drink it. Come back and put my water in the tub and got it set in the back porch back there. Put my ice in it. And then I washed my face. No, I washed my hands before I got my ice because I had that wine mud on my face.
Uh-huh.
I washed my hands and got my ice and put that in the fish. Didn't even take a bath. I don't take one this morning. I'd give up.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't eat my supper. I eat a hearty dinner. 2 meals a day is about all I can think about. Don't work the hard way.
You don't feel tired if you don't eat?
No, sir, I don't feel tired. Don't feel hungry. Don't ever get hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I eat